Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, some developments in the infrastructure bill and the infrastructure deal. Remember, Joe Biden's original infrastructure proposal was right around $1.9 trillion, and roughly half devoted to what I'll call hard, sort of shovel-ready projects like roads, bridges, airports, that kind of thing, water, transportation. That's going to provide thousands of union high-paying jobs, rebuilding the roads in this country, rebuilding bridges where needed, airports, and including broadband. And finally, enough Republicans got together to say they support that part of it. That gave a lot of hope that we could overcome the filibuster, because remember, you need 10 votes, 10 Republican votes to join the 50 Democratic votes, assuming we hold Manchin and Sinema. And I think on this particular part of the infrastructure bill, we will. And everything looked rosy. Progressives in the party press Biden because there's another $1 trillion, roughly. That's what I would call soft infrastructure. That's education, child care, expenditures to control climate change, all essential. And the theory behind spending this money right now is this. All of these, but especially roads, airports, bridges, are capital assets. You can't have an economy without roads, bridges, and airports. At some point, you have to repair them. And this roughly $1 trillion, because that's spread out over 7, 8, maybe 12 years, you're really talking about $100 billion a year or less over that time period. And you have to repair capital assets. And when they're repaired, the economic activity they generate pays that back. In addition, the people, the vendors, the employees, the people who sell the cement, the steel, the trucks, all pay income taxes. Absolutely essential. And finally, at least 10 Republicans, I think, have come around to seeing that. 40 of the Republicans will sit there and they'll let the country go to hell in a handbasket. They don't care. But what about the other roughly $1 trillion? Roughly. Education is essential. That's the ultimate capital assets. If you have an uneducated citizenry, you look at around the world, the countries with the least education are colonized, abused, their natural resources are taken. If you have an educated citizenry, you have a prosperous citizenry with a prosperous economy. Even the ones that have defective political systems, jihadist companies, countries, communist countries, at least if they have an educated citizenry, they can accomplish some things. And we have got to have an educated citizenry. And so what Biden has proposed is that the first 2 years of community college, the tuition be free to people who want to go. That's not a new concept. CCNY in New York City, the City College of New York, before it merged into the state system there, had free tuition. And they produced more Nobel Prize winners than a lot of universities in this country. If a kid comes from a background without any money, you want them to be able to get educated. This is also infrastructure. Childcare is infrastructure. You have a single mom with two kids. She wants to go to work. How's she going to go to work with a 2 and a 4-year-old? Who's going to take care of them? She's going to leave them by themselves, put out a snack, and say, sit still for 8 hours? No, I don't think so. So the idea is for people, and most people provide their own childcare. They have relatives, they have friends, they do their own child care, but for people who really can't afford to do it and have no other means of child care, this is a way to permit people, especially, usually women, quite frankly, usually mothers, to become working mothers again outside the home. And then climate change. Take a look. that building that collapsed in Florida was on a little barrier island off of Miami. Remember, an iceberg broke away from Antarctica a few years ago, the size of Delaware. You know how big Delaware is? It's not Texas, but you know something? It ain't small either. An iceberg the size of Delaware, and it melts ultimately. What do you think that does in Miami, in Venice, Italy? You know, frankly, what do you think that does to the entire East Coast? And frankly, in a couple of hundred years, some cities on the East Coast are going to be more like Venice, and part of them are going to be uninhabitable. Well, anyway, this building that collapsed right at 1:30 in the morning, somebody's in bed and all of a sudden they disappear. That had been attacked. That building had been shaky for several years at least. Experts say that probably it had been undermined going back into the 90s. Water has a way of getting in. I don't know if it's water or entirely water, but these little barrier islands aren't going to be in existence at some point in the future. I don't know if you've ever been to Milwaukee. I'm sitting here right now, very close to the Outer Drive. You ever driven along the Outer Drive by the Art Museum? And then you're up in the Bradford Beach and you see all this stuff. It's really pretty. There's water under the Outer Drive. There's water under the Outer Drive. The water from Lake Michigan is relentless, all water. You can't stop it. It doesn't just come on the surface, it comes underneath. Someday, somebody's going to be driving along the Outer Drive and he's going to disappear. There's going to be a sinkhole. There already have been sinkholes on Oakland Avenue and North Avenue in Milwaukee in the last 20, 25 years. Guy's going along and suddenly he disappears. I'm not kidding. And his car is sitting 10 feet down in a hole. So far, I think none of them got injured so badly or lost their lives. But water is undermining our East Coast, and it's undermining it worse because of climate change. So some of this package, this infrastructure is designed to combat climate change is essential. Anyway, here's the political reality right now. So the progressives hit Biden hard, Bernie and the rest, and they said, well, okay, half of it is good. You know, you got the bridges and the roads. The other half of it's important. So Biden came out and said he wants two bills on his desk. One is the hard infrastructure, the bridges and roads, including 10 Republican votes to beat the filibuster. That's how it's going to pass. And the other one, the soft infrastructure, education, childcare, climate change. By the way, broadband is in the hard infrastructure. That's important because a lot of rural America doesn't have a good internet, good cell phone service. Important to treat that the way we treat electricity in the 1930s. Remember the Rural Electrification Act, REA? Put electricity through rural America. Now we got to put internet and cell phone service, good internet and cell phone service through rural America. Anyway, he says, I want that bill on my desk. And obviously the Republicans won't go for it. So that I want to be a temporary suspend. Well, that I want budget reconciliation. You do not need 60 votes to pass it by budget reconciliation, or in the alternative, suspend the filibuster for that particular legislation. I don't care, but I want both on my desk. And if I don't have both, I won't sign either one of them. I won't sign it. Won't sign the hard one. Well, the Republicans started to howl. They howled like wolves at the moon. They howled. They howled and sniveled for several days. And Mitt Romney came and stood tall. He says, I trust Biden. I think he'll do the right thing. And Biden, and I do not know why or how he did this, he rolled back the threat that he would not sign either one if they both weren't on his desk. He just did that yesterday. So now what's going to happen is the Republicans will probably give the 10 votes. He'll probably have the hard infrastructure, so we'll get a lot of good paying, high paying union jobs. Repair our roads, bridges, airports, water systems. Remember, I mean, the last time we did it on this scale was Eisenhower in the 50s, putting in the interstate highway system. I mean, think about that. How many highways have you driven on all the different states? I mean, you know how expensive that is? Well, and it's been upgraded since, but it was done. Before that, only some states had highways. Pennsylvania had a highway, the Pennsylvania Turnpike from Philly through Pittsburgh. State-driven, tolls, state-owned, state-built, but most states didn't. We were very fortunate in Wisconsin because we didn't. And we got it through that Highway Construction Act. Before that, they try to romanticize driving out west, you know, Route 66, that's cool. Well, you know, it's cool in concept. It's not cool when you're in a two-lane highway going 2,000 miles. So we are upgrading it again, all of this stuff. It's great. And now Biden says, okay, I will sign that. But I do want the other one, but I'm not going to hold it hostage. Not going to hold it hostage. I will sign it. And I think what happened was, I think he respects Romney. Romney respects him. And they sat down, or at least talked on the phone, and they worked this out. Now, progressives are not going to be happy about that. I personally want that other bill to go through. And I think a way to do it is on budget reconciliation. It clearly has a budgetary impact, clearly has a budgetary impact. You don't have to have Manchin Sinema budge on filibuster. I want them to budge on filibuster. I want them to budge on filibuster for SB1 and HR1, which is the voting rights, getting rid of gerrymandering. I want them on that because the Sedition Caucus, which is the Republican caucus, wants gerrymandering and crooked elections. We've got to get rid of that. But right now, here's my proposal. Biden, sign the hard infrastructure, roads, bridges, and airports and all that. You know, internet, broadband, all that good stuff. And Schumer, put that other one in front of him as well on budget reconciliation and break Manchin's arm. Break his arm, hold him down and give him a noogie and do it on budget reconciliation. He doesn't have to budge on filibuster and get him through that way. But we got to get at least something through. And so that's what I would say. We're going to a break. You know, the lines are starting to light up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more and going to the lines right after the break. Come on, come on.